welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, PDF files with Kurzweil 1000. Hi everyone, welcome to today's tip. Today I'd like to talk about reading PDF documents with Kurzweil 1000. Kurzweil 1000 is a scanning and reading utility, and reading PDF files is a little side note of what it actually does. That's really not what it was designed for, but it can recognize PDF documents using whatever recognition engine you have as your default. It will run the document through that and bring it up page by page, and you can read it. I use this instead of Acrobat Reader, which I find tremendously clumsy. I happen to use Kurzweil for scanning and reading. I wouldn't be without it for scanning. It has been indispensable for me for over 10 years. I have used it since version 3.5. Ooh, God, I'm old. Anyway, it is now at version 12. I actually have version 11. I am going to demonstrate how to read an unsecured PDF document using Kurzweil 1000. There is a way to read secured PDF documents, but that is a tip all to itself because it's a little different. There is a bug associated with Kurzweil, and you have to, it's a workaround. But I can do that if anyone is interested. I will do a tip on that at some point in the future.
Kurzweil 1.
All right. Now, I have gone to Kurzweil 1000. You will need to put your screen reader to sleep because it will try and give you all the prompts on top of Kurzweil, usually. So you can do it with JAWS in the Configuration Manager if you have 11. If you have 12 beta, it will be the Settings Center. And you will put it to sleep through there. And then you won't be annoyed by your screen reader anymore, and it will wake back up when you exit Kurzweil. So I am in Kurzweil. I have gone to the folder in which this PDF that I want is located, and it is very short, and I will just show you how to open it, how Kurzweil will recognize it page by page, and how you can just start reading it, just like that. So File.
File. New. Control plus N. Open. Control plus O. Select one or more files.
And the little clicks and things are stuff that I set up in the verbosity settings of Kurzweil. This is what I want. RNEX brochure, final copy or whatever it's called. Okay. Hit enter on it. And it is starting to recognize the image. PDF. It's thinking. You just have to let it think. Takes it a minute.
Invalid page number. There are zero pages.
There, see? I was impatient. I kept hitting page down.
Page one complete.
There we go.
Early registration deadline, SEP. 8/2010 adults, $10 teens, free with adult registration. Registration.
And it just starts reading immediately. That was the signal that recognition was complete. So it recognizes all the pages. Yesterday I recognized a document. It took ages because it was 140 pages long. It was a PDF. But while I was doing that, I was also scanning because it can multitask. How slow or fast it is depends on your computer's processor speed. So I am able to recognize PDFs and scan at the same time. My old computer, I wasn't able to do that. Probably when I get a new computer soon, it will be even faster. I also want to mention that if you no longer want to save your file as a PDF and you want to save it in another format, you have the ability to do that. You pull up the file menu, save as, and then you can either keep the name the same or give it a different name, and you tab over once. It gives you a list of different file formats that you can save the file into, including RTF, TXT, Kurzweil 1000's own personal format, and others. That is how to recognize a PDF with Kurzweil 1000. It is simple as that. Thank you very much for listening. See you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.